XFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Metallica, we will continue to give away those tickets. Beat the box office for that Edmonton show in 2027. It's 2024, I'm trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Commonwealth, all right, 8 o'clock, we'll play a Metallica tune. Make note of the song title, text it to us. You'll be entered into a draw to beat the box office. Then we do it again with Auntie Shirley at 4.
Two times a day.
Yeah.
I'm
today and tomorrow.
Loving all the Metallica on the station because of this concert.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, I was in the shower singing Fuel.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. So our text line, by the way, is also our phone number, 780-989-0957. Outside of that, I've decided it's going to be an awful day.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I woke up this morning and for whatever reason, I did the shower thing. I got my routine down, right? Mm-hmm. And then I got my morning thing, and I got my clothes are set aside, and I get in the car, and I'm heading here, and I go, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot to clean my ears.
So your day's over?
The Q-tip.
Just go roll up some toilet paper and rub it around.
You don't have any Q-tips. It's not the same.
I don't have any Q-tips, no.
I'm hoping Jimmy brings in some Q-tips.
You want Jimmy's Q-tips? He reuses them.
That's a good point. We just can't have fun anymore.
No?
This is proof of that.
It's all over?
Monkeypox has been renamed M-pox. Just not as fun as monkeypox.
M-pox. Sounds like a rapper. M-pox.
And who's going to call it M-pox now that we knew that previously it was monkeypox?
Well, they did.
Not me.
They did successfully get rid of the coronavirus, right? Like, that was kind of fun when we were talking about the Corona beer and the virus and don't drink Corona, and then they kind of got rid of that, so.
I still called it the coronavirus.
You live in a different time.
I never hear you say coronavirus.
No.
I haven't really. Now it's the pandemic, but I've never.
Pandemic.
It's COVID. Everyone says COVID. No one says coronavirus anymore. Grant's got a good point.
Yeah, I guess.
I think we need to stop that, though. We need to hang on to monkeypox here.
It's more fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, I think what it was.
Am I gonna be at the bar if I'm at Brado's on a Friday night? Right.
Yeah.
Am I gonna be bragging about getting mpox? No. But I'm gonna be excited to let my buddies know that I got monkeypox.
You're gonna be bragging about getting monkeypox?
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Probably not the best thing to be bragging about. But you have to agree with me. Monkeypox is more fun
than
M-pox.
It's a lot more fun. Yeah.
It is way more fun.
We're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Listen, I'm not completely naive to the fact that Kanye West... We've been breaking the don't talk about Kanye West rule.
Yeah, that one's kind of thrown out, I think.
I'm not naive to the fact that Kanye West is still making money, that he still has cash, mm-hmm. right? But it's been quite public that he has lost every...
His deal with Adidas to do the Yeezys. He says like he went from overnight being a billionaire to like... He couldn't use his tap on his phone when he went to pay for a meal. Yesterday he was saying that he might be saying this because of the divorce settlement, but he claimed that they put a $75 million hold on his accounts because he owes $50 million in back taxes.
So it's quite public knowledge that he's in trouble.
He's talking openly about it.
Yeah. And I mean, he's in the news constantly for, you know, my agent dropped me today. Like it's well known. As a result of that, you'd think that maybe that the judge might have had a bit of a...
Well, I mean, they're still looking at what he's making and everything, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because they look at your monthly income and stuff. And
okay, come on.
Kim and Kanye. reached their settlement divorce. Their divorce settlement, and
so he has to pay Kim $200K a month in child support.
Yeah, they agreed on $200,000 per month for child support and payments. I mean, she has the kids all the time, right? So, yeah, $200K a month.
Okay, but here's the thing, like just floating this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kim's loaded. She's probably got more money than Kanye.
Yeah.
That doesn't give him an out for paying child support, yeah, does it?
When she has the kids all the time, just because he's screwing up. He's still got money in his bank account.
So you guys don't see anything wrong with...
No.
No?
No, okay. I think she should get more.
Yeah. Honestly, she's got the kids. He's insane.
Like, how
he's
many
got
kids
a duty
do they
to pay.
Have?
I got like, a couple together. Two or three?
Three, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'm not pro Kanye here. I was just surprised that when you have that kind of wealth, right? Like you've got two almost billionaires.
Yeah.
And Kanye has lost everything.
I don't know if he's actually lost everything.
He hasn't lost everything. He just isn't making as much. He has money. He's not broke.
He's the one claiming he's losing his money. I mean, that could be a
tactic.
Like,
he's lost some contracts and stuff like that, but he's...
I don't feel bad for him. I laughed out loud when I saw it.
They
but
have
I
four
was,
kids, by the way.
But I was surprised. Like, I was like, what? $200K a month? Like, she's loaded. Like, that. She probably doesn't even... Like, that's like
yeah, but it's
me
still
finding $5 in my jacket.
Going, it's still his kid, and if you... put kids on this earth, you got to take responsibility for them, and you don't get out of paying for them because you screwed up your life.
Listen, I understand.
No, you sound a little jaded man right now. Like,
I get all that. Grant, I am not trying to sidestep this from that perspective. You need to pay for your kids. It's just the amount. No?
That amount, I bet, is nothing to him. $200K a month? I'm sure that's nothing to him. Like he
probably spends more of that on shoes for himself.
Yeah.
And
clothing
clothes.
And flights, private flights. It's like a private jet for him.
Okay. All right. I guess if you put it into
yeah.
that. Like he's, dude, that's a lot of money. I'm sorry.
For us.
And that's a month. That's 1 month.
Yeah,
that's
for us it's a lot of money, but I mean for these people that are billionaires,
yeah,
it's nothing. What was Johnny Depp spending on wine a month?
About that, I think.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, we're calling Spenny. Kenny versus Spenny. He's been sick.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey.
Are you feeling better?
A little bit, yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
You sound great.
No, I was really sick.
Did you get COVID?
Yeah.
How many vaccinations did you have?
I had, my wife's yelling at me. I had three.
Three? And you got that sick?
Well, I just can imagine how much worse it could have been, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're on demand because you texted me this morning and said you felt a little bit better enough to do a chat. We have some news for you. We've decided to present your show in Edmonton.
Kind of a hostile takeover.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Kenny
versus Spenny is now a locker room presents.
We're just unofficially presenting it. You sound excited.
What? You can't really do that.
We did the same thing to Bert Kreischer.
We did Bert Kreischer's show, too.
We also created a section for ourselves in the football stadium here.
Why don't you guys shoot a little higher? You don't seem to matter in the rules. Like, I don't know.
There's no rules. Stop. All right. Well, we are very excited about the show.
How much are you paying? Because normally...
You were paying you.
Normally. Like, I've toured with my music, and I had a beer company.
Yeah.
And they gave us cash.
Yeah.
We're giving you radio hits.
We're giving you love on our show.
Invaluable.
It's a very popular show here in the Edmonton area.
So you guys play music, right? So your fee for presenting us will be when you put on the famous Rolling Stones song, Give Me Shelter.
Okay.
You'll keep it going. you'll start at the beginning, and you won't cut out the part when the guitar comes in like so many radio stations do.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And the drums.
Okay, all right, I know what you're talking about. Spenny's a bit of a music fan.
Yeah.
All right, we are looking forward to the show. And all kidding aside, you guys still have a handful of tickets left for the Century Casino show on the 7th.
Okay. So we want them to be sold so I can make good money.
Yeah, all right. And we're giving away tickets next week, Spenny. Your Brandon guy got back to me.
Yay.
And are we going to play? Are we going to get up and do a couple of blues tunes at some point?
I don't know. All I can tell you is I will have
sick.
A guitar there.
Okay. All right.
But Hitler's son, Kenny, will be there. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. Sorry. I'm still sick. I don't know.
Well, you work on that. No pressure. I'd love to. At some point, you and I need to sit down with beers in front of us and play some blues.
Yeah. How's your green party going?
The thing that everybody does not know about Spenny probably is he's very political. If you follow him on Twitter, yeah, and he's very curious about my allegiance to the Green Party.
Your membership,
yeah.
only because you went from conservative to the Green Party. We call that a nervous breakdown.
He does things big.
Yeah, I make a statement. Spenny, it was good chatting with you. You listen, get some rest because you still sound like shit.
I feel like that too, so I will. But I wanted to be here for you.
Okay, all right.
And your compadres.
And you're welcome. Kenny versus Spenny, December 7th, Century Casino is now a Locker Room Presents.
All right. I don't know what that means, but we'll do it.
Take care, brother.
And that's not a verbal contract. Goodbye.
3, 2.
Locker Rooms, Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mini.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Have you got Dean on there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have admitted that you're huge fans of Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Why?
And? Because they're incredible. Dude, I don't know what your problem is, but the Lachlan I know wouldn't shy away from a movie that had a brain-injured Lindsay Lohan rediscovering Christmas. So get it together. Yeah. For Christ's sake.
What is wrong with you guys?
I'm disappointed myself.
You two losers. Just see you putting scarves on and getting cozy and
cup of tea.
Yep. Maybe a chamomile. Yep.
A couple Christmases ago, they made me watch Hallmark movies. One was how a cat brought this couple together.
Did you cry?
That's amazing.
I was annoyed.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so hold on. Is this Lindsay Lohan brain injury Hallmark movie? Is this real or is this just
It's real.
Yeah, it's totally real, dude. I don't know if you followed her life. She's been brain injured for a good 2 decades. So no method acting was needed. And on top of it, the great part about this movie is that there are actual actors in this one that you might recognize.
Get out of here.
Falling for Christmas.
Soap opera superstar. You're going to love it.
Falling for Christmas. Yeah. Did she fall and hit her head?
Skiing accident. Yeah, she gets amnesia.
Yeah. She was diagnosed with amnesia and finds herself in the care of a handsome cabin owner and his daughter.
Yeah, that's right. Her daughter was promised the best Christmas ever, and that's the formula for the movies. There's got to be a widow involved. Brain injury victim is a new wrinkle, but I like it. And we're all going to watch it together.
All right.
59% on Rotten Tomatoes, so, you know, we're
pretty good.
Okay.
Once you guys get in there and start rating, though, she's going up.
Oh, I'm already clicking now.
This critic consensus says it's no Miracle on 34th Street, but pretty good.
The only thing that would make it better is if Dolly Parton shows up for a cameo.
Does Jack Wagner sing in this one?
All right.
Jack Wagner sings in all of them, and he's still deadly good looking, Jimmy. You'd love him. He looks like a young Preston Manning.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Also, looks like it looks like Lindsay Lohan's little sister is in this as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Aliana Lohan. She's a.
Oh, she's about two brain injured victims.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's it called? Falling for Christmas on Netflix now.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Okay, there's your midget at the movies. They picked it for you. You can blame them.
They're not listeners. They're yes, two they morons that are on a podcast.
Lynn's listens every day.
Two morons on a podcast.
Yeah, we listen almost every single morning, Jimmy, so you can shut up, and you need listeners. Yeah, be nicer to us. Yeah, yeah. Who's watching that Star Trek podcast you do? Yeah. Oh, by the way, here's a question. Who's doing that Star Trek podcast you're doing? Me.
I guess so. I guess I am on your network.
It's actually a Willow podcast now.
I don't know anything about radio, but we're seriously your bosses, too, so get it together. Right. Watch your lip.
Star Trek is now Willow, so.
Yeah, he's now doing a Willow podcast as Jedi Jimmy. tell the kids.
Get jealous when he sees those Willow trailers or no?
Oh my God. Okay, guys, that's enough. We got the midget at the movies. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, have a great day, boy.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
I don't think this started when the first Terminator came out, but I think the Terminator definitely took it to the next level. So the Terminator comes out in 1984, and since then, people have been terrified of robots one day turning on us and killing us, which is crazy to think about, because in 1984, what kind of robots were they afraid of? The vacuum cleaner? Despite people's fears about robots becoming self-aware and eliminating us, it doesn't stop us from building them and using them, though.
I know.
In San Francisco, they voted to give city police the ability to use potentially lethal remote-controlled robots to eliminate threats. They are literally going to strap explosives onto robots and then send them out in the streets. And nobody sees any problem with it. This is how it went, too. Or it goes. First, we create robots to bang them. Then we put explosives on them. And then we end up working in factories for them. By the way, as a footnote in the story about the San Francisco police robots, they also mentioned that the U.S. Army now has robots that they have modified to add machine guns and grenade launchers to.
Jesus.
And nobody's concerned about it as long as we get to bang them. The end is coming, everybody. The Grant Report is brought to you by this year's Locker Room Christmas greeting. No boudoir photos this year because we have a new surprise. Text Jimmy now for the link to sign up.
Or in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise.
Good morning, Cruise. What's this I hear about no Christmas card?
No Christmas card. We have a video this year, though.
It was the only Christmas card I get, you know, when you hang the string up over your doorway and the whole.
I'm sorry, brother. I do apologize. You'll have to make do with a naked video of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Looped up.
Helicopter.
In the Den of Sadness.
He actually pierced his unit so he could put a Christmas ornament through it while he helicopters.
What is wrong with you two? They have the weirdest fetishes, those two.
All right. Yeah, they think yours is bad, eh, Jimmy?
I mean, Tom, getting dressed up as a baby and speaking Spanish is a pretty weird fetish.
Oh, I don't speak Spanish.
And you have to feed him pudding.
Yeah.
Have a good day, boys.
See ya.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
Do you eat a lot of fish?
Yes.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes.
Jimmy?
Not fish, per se. I'm a shrimp guy, but it's just not fish.
How many times a week do you eat fish?
How many shrimp are you eating?
Are you talking about Brewster's breaded fish?
Deep-fried
shrimp? Deep fried? Is that what you're talking about? No, I'm talking about at home.
Salmon.
Slap something on the grill.
Like I make shrimp stir fries at home, like maybe a couple times a month.
Okay. All right.
We don't eat fish.
We eat salmon maybe once, twice a week.
What?
Mm-hmm. I love salmon. It's so good for you, too.
Okay. All right.
Like, I'm not a fish person.
And we eat a lot of tuna.
Yeah, so we never have tuna.
Does the 7-Eleven sushi account?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm just not a fish. I was reading this whole article about the omega 3s, the fatty acids, and I've never heard. Obviously, I think people are aware of the health benefits of fish,
mm-hmm.
proteins, your vitamins.
Brain. I take the omega 3 pills every day.
Do when you
I
really? Remember.
Okay.
I do too. When I have them, I ran out. I have to go get some more.
Costco, best place to get them.
The other thing that I will throw out there, and this is just based on the article that I was reading, and it was obviously promoting. I think the fish thing is sort of it's not as popular as it maybe was 5, 10, 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Because you see more stories now about guys that eat fish nonstop. They do like a fish diet and then they get mercury poisoning or something like that.
you gotta get good fish.
Yeah, that's always in the news now. So I think they're trying to actually combat that by saying, hey, listen, no, fish is, if you add this to a regular part of your diet, this mm-hmm. is really good for you. And the thing that I noticed, outside of what I already knew about consumption of fish on a regular basis, if you can add it to your diet, was it can help with stress.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that?
Huh. I'm trying to think of, like, on the label for, like, the omega-3, which is fish oils. There's always, like, improves your mood and stuff, so I guess
so maybe
that would go with that, maybe, too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just thought I'd throw it out there. If you're like me, and for the most part, you avoid fish. I got to be honest. I got such a weird sniffer. Like, it smells bother me.
The fish doesn't, yeah.
I can't handle it if we're going to have like a, I don't know, a grouper or something that's going to stick around the house for 4 days.
Yeah.
If I go home and I smell fish after we've had it 3 days,
yeah,
I lose my mind. It's like driving Jimmy around.
You need a locker room candle to light.
The benefits of the omega-3s, combats depression and anxiety.
See, I didn't know
it
that.
It improves vision, so that doesn't do anything for me. Ensures
maybe
healthy brain development in infants and fetuses. So it's a lot of brain stuff.
Yeah, it's all about the brain is why I take it. I think for your heart, it's good too.
You're taking it?
Well, yeah, now I'm losing faith. Am I throwing money away?
Hey, this is actually really good for you. It says prevents ADHD's symptoms. So that could help you, Locker.
All right. I'll get on it.
Cruise news.
Justin Trudeau said while he's not looking for a fight with Alberta, the federal government isn't taking anything off the table when it comes to how they respond to Danielle Smith's new Alberta Sovereignty Act. The Sovereignty Within a United Canada Act gives her government the power to rewrite provincial laws without passing legislation to do so. That bill still has a long ways to go before it becomes law, but if it passes as expected, it will allow any cabinet minister to identify federal initiatives that they deem harmful to Albertans and then introduce a motion to revoke it. So,
I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by her success in the next election.
Oh, you've changed your tone.
No, I'm not a fan.
I know, but originally you were saying, like, I think it's going to be short-lived and she's going to be voted out
in the next election. I think people are going to be...
Because the thing is she's sticking to what she said. Like, you know, there's so many politicians.
Kind of. She's actually flipped. She's... People are mad that she's not putting a bill in to protect the unvaccinated, because she said she was gonna, and now she's not. She's just phoning up businesses herself on her spare time and threatening them. So people are quite upset about that, actually. But yeah, I think it's gonna be close.
Well,
I think it'll be a close,
and people are gonna be mad. No matter how you present these things, this is just my opinion.
Yeah,
I think that she did really well in her address. And I think I don't think the NDP have the nuts. They don't have that
tendency to fight the way they need to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, they're going to seem weak fighting against somebody who's crazy. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Like
they're not going to go to the crazy levels that they need to? Is that what you're saying?
And I'm not, like, I am not a fan of the NDP at all. We've talked about that multiple times. Mm-hmm. But I actually like Rachel Notley. But Rachel Notley, she needs to get... This is okay. What's happening here is she wants to compete on a level where people are nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be nice.
I think
she's
got
to get into the mud.
I think, like, I know what you're kind of saying. She needs to dip her toes in the crazy a little bit, just on the other end.
No, she needs to be ruthless, and I don't think she has it in her. I think she's going to come up seeming weak in debates and stuff because Danielle Smith, she's nuts, but she's poised and she's good under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
She likes having cameras on her. I don't know if that's going to work for Rachel. It's going to be an unfair fight in that regard.
And Dennis is upset that when we were talking about Danielle Smith, that you weren't playing girl singing.
Oh, damn it.
The old Canada from the UCP convention.
He's actually annoyed.
Does that make sense, though?
She's got till May. May 29th is the next general election. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think it's going to be a lot closer now than I originally thought.
Yeah, originally you were like, there's no way.
I thought it was going to be a runaway. Yeah. I thought, all right, here we go, bring on the NDP.
She didn't really get that many votes even in her own party when she was running for the leadership. And yeah, they're all stepping behind her now. So,
all right.
We're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
How do you find your Spotify festival thing that I keep seeing everybody posting? What is that?
Just go to your homepage.
Okay,
homepage. On Spotify, and then
notifications or something.
No, it's right under, like, your recently played. It's right there. Your 2022 in review.
Your top mixes. I don't have it. Spotify Wrapped.
It's all colorful and stuff.
I didn't get one.
It's because they're like, you listen to Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates would be on that.
That's all you listen to.
It's not all I listen to. I didn't get one. I'm upset about that.
I'm sure it's in there. My top artist, once again, I think this might be 3 years in a row, is Tyler Childers.
Yeah, you like him.
He was number one. My top song.
Oh, here we go. Wrapped. Your 2000 Wrapped is finally here. Jump in.
So okay. It's a whole video you couldn't go through open. To.
I didn't know. It's not working for me.
My top song, this is because of the kids, was Higher Love by Kygo, the remix of Whitney Houston.
That's a Steve Winwood song.
I know, but then Whitney sang it and Kygo, the DJ, remixed it.
Oh,
it's quite good, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Steve Winwood tune. You can't say that.
58 times I played it. So that was my top song. Then Tyler Childers, S.O.B., Nathaniel Ratliff.
Is it in there?
Gold on the Ceiling, Black Keys, and Wildflowers by Tom Petty.
You and I listen to a lot of...
We have very similar music.
Yeah, like, yeah. I listen to...
We share music all the time. You'll be like, check this. I think you're the one that told me about Zach Bryan. I'm a big fan of his now.
Yeah, I like him as well.
Yeah, Kaleo, huge fans.
I listen to a lot of Ben Harper and Ray Lamonte. The thing is, I like rock. I've always been a rock guy. You know what I've been listening to a lot more lately? Blues.
See, I like my favorite.
I'm on a blues kick right now.
So my number one genre was boot and stomp or something like that, which was like Tyler Childers and that Americana.
But that, to me, that's very bluesy. All that.
Yeah,
that,
it's all. That's what I like. The rock bands that I like are all kind of based in this blues. Like, Kaleo. Black Keys are very bluesy at times.
Yeah.
Rival Sons, Larkin Poe. Like,
I've been putting a lot more if I'm just not at home, mixes, blues, just mixes. Like, I haven't even been listening to. What are you doing?
Just playing Gordon Lightfoot over there.
No, I was just trying to see what mine was on.
Does iTunes
use Apple, right?
Apple
they
Music.
They do a year in. Yeah.
Do they?
And the most played song I have is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by the Headstones.
Yeah, you like that one.
the Headstones version. Yeah,
I'd take the Gordon Lightfoot over that one.
I think a lot more people are on. Like, I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 52.
52, yeah.
And a lot more people are on, like, these Spotify apps and they're, you know. Because when I get into my car,
and it's funny,
I don't always want to listen to the radio. I want to listen to a mix or something.
I was saying to you before the show, we were talking, and I was saying it told me at the beginning, you listened to 48 different genres of music this year. I'm like, I didn't even know there was 48, but it's just because I'm putting it on a playlist, and it pulls from what you like and everything, so I end up listening to a bunch of different
stuff. Also genres, it's also different years. Like, you like the earlier stuff dealing with
rock.
They
don't really do years too much. It's mostly like, so within the Tyler Childers, they classify him as country, but he's all Americana, and he's boot and stomp. So there's like
and
five different genres,
or,
just with
yeah.
him. Yeah, folk, like
yeah. Well, and I think there is a lot less of a conversation now about format.
Yeah,
I mean we kind of deal with it in radio because we're a country station. Yeehaw! Right, I'm gonna drive a tractor around the Henday today. Right, like you do that kind of stuff, right?
Like I rock, don't, rock. Like, looking at mine, I don't go far off of rock. Like,
yeah, Jimmy's pretty classic.
I go from Headstones down to Ozzy.
I think there's less conversation now about format because of the access we have to music, and people are like a lot more like Grant now, where they've got 42 different genres they've listened to in the last 6 months.
Well, and I think a part of that is the algorithms, and you just let things play, and then all of a sudden you're like, I kind of like this.
I don't mind this.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, is this Madonna?
Is this Robert Plant's solo stuff?
Oh, I hate him.
I tagged you on our boss's status because he had Robert Plant in his top.
Oh, my God. I can't listen to him.
Well, he sings all those songs with your auntie, Alison Krauss.
Listen, I swear to God, every time I see him performing, I get angry that he's not in. You're still touring and you're not with Led Zeppelin. You are in the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Pull your head out of your ass.
Every once in a while, it's fairly obvious to me when something happens in the world and people feel the need to send it to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still getting videos of the RCMP chasing that ostrich around down in Tabor.
This morning, inappropriate Ian sent us that old video of the little people throwing the javelins and then the guy getting hit by toothpicks.
Probably. I even get tagged on a lot of these little people.
I got a new one, a new little person one, where the guy's got he's got one of those little peeps in his hand.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
And then he hands it over. And then
it's a full-sized bird.
It's a full-sized like thing you put in the tub. And the little person grabs it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's obvious to me, right? Like, you're my best friend. You're a little person. People always go, oh, have you seen this one? And they might not know Jimmy well enough to feel comfortable sending it to him, so they send it to me.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense, right? We talk a lot about Tabor. Jimmy's from Tabor. I get it that, you
anytime
know,
there's Tabor news, people are going to send it to us.
Rabid ostriches running around the city of Tabor, that's going to be news for the locker room, right? And that literally got sent to me 100 times. I swear to God, 100 times on a variety of different formats.
Some of these little person videos that show up on there that I get tagged in, I get, my favorite question is, do you know this guy?
Usually, yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, this one I don't understand.
This one keeps getting sent, eh?
Like, I've had people sent this to me 10, 15 times in the last 12 hours.
I think they just know that we'll enjoy this movie.
Listen, I'm going. Like, I'm going to make a night of it.
I'm going to get a group of people together and go
and we're going to go watch this one. You know what it reminds me of a little bit? It has a Super Troopers feel to it.
Super Troopers, a little bit of Sharknado.
Yeah.
But Cocaine Bear.
A bear did cocaine!
It's Elizabeth Banks is directing it.
Okay. Why do I know that name?
She's been in everything. Not everything, but she's a well-known actress.
There's a couple of familiar...
She did that Charlie's Angels movie. But...
Oh!
Yeah.
Zach
and Mary McPorno.
That's right. She's in that kind of... In that... in that Seth Rogen group.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she's yeah.
That's right.
And she was in some of the Spider-Man movies, like with the Tobey Maguire.
Oh, thanks for ruining our flow.
Hunger Games. She was in the Hunger Games. trying to save it. She's also in The Boys a little bit. Okay. Anyway, she's directing it. Ray Liotta's in it. This must be his last project before he died.
I saw a couple of people in the trailer. I'm like, why do I know that person? And you pointed out one, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you know the guy, the ginger from from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the big guy from North of the Border.
Yes,
I like the big one. That guy's in it.
It looks really.
It's a true story.
Okay,
so the story is these people were transporting cocaine. Something went wrong. It all crashed into the forest. A bear ends up finding a pack of cocaine and eating it and going on a rampage.
Yes.
Hence the name Cocaine Bear.
Yes. And this is a true story. I remember something about this story when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they've obviously taken some liberties with the story if you watch the trailer. It's out there. Like I said, it's all over the place. It dropped yesterday. It's in movies on... theaters in March or something like that?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. So we got a busy spring coming up because we're going to be going to the Wayne Newton show.
Yep.
We're going to be doing the Cocaine Bear premiere. We got Bert Kreischer. Unofficially, we're taking
over that one.
Oh, and next week we got Spenny versus Kenny.
Yep.
We're back to normal, guys.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We're calling Massive Damage, Monster Pro Wrestling. Got a big show coming up tomorrow. We have tickets to give away, hour from now. Good morning, Massive. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Locke?
Good, good. I want to start by just making sure that everybody's okay here. I don't feel like we need to justify our comments the other day, but I think an explanation is in order. All right? Massive. So
this is the guy with the body of a worm on crack who's going to tell me how to lift weights.
No, body. This is exactly what I didn't want. Okay, here's the thing. We were talking about working out. And Jimmy pipes in with a comment about his crew. And both Grant and I burst out laughing because not too long ago, he posted a picture. He's very proud of a recent belt that the Carnival of Chaos have managed to secure.
Tag team titles.
And it was a very entertaining picture of the four of them. Now, I'm not an expert on working out. But
I noticed that.
But hold on. From a quick glance at that picture, it doesn't look like there's a lot of working out going on that crew. So it just seemed a little ironic to have Jimmy weighing in, pun intended, on a workout topic from the perspective of his crew and how much iron they're pumping.
Okay, as long as that wasn't meant for like a former bodybuilding champion,
no,
which
Massive.
Is what you're talking to right now, just so you know, just to put that into perspective.
Listen, you may want to have a conversation with Jimmy's crew about working out.
Well, speaking of Jimmy's crew, I'll be having a conversation with one of them tomorrow night. So
tomorrow night at Monster Pro Wrestling, big event at the Alberta Avenue Community Hall.
You realize that we're taking your title from you, right?
Please, stand up when you... Oh, never mind. You probably are standing up. But you could never take any kind of title from me, Jimmy, other than maybe the cake-eating champion. Maybe.
You're going to be wrestling against Jerry the Jester?
Jerry the Jester, who is quite strong for he doesn't look it, but he's a pretty strong kid, and he's kind of out there, you know? Not all there.
Is he in the Carnival of Chaos?
He is, yes. He's going after the Massive for the title.
Okay. This is the big title, the MPW Provincial Championship?
Yes.
It is, and Jerry the Jester is the original of the Carnival of Chaos, to be honest. So, like, I have a little bit of respect for him. He's been around for a while, so... This will be our first singles match. So.
Okay, and like I said at the front end of this, we are giving away tickets again as a sign-off thing. At any point, is Jimmy going to get, like, is someone going to slap the shit out of Jimmy? I'm looking for an incentive to come.
I'm part of three matches.
If Jimmy gets in my way, he might not be showing up to work on Monday.
I'm not afraid of you, man. I can run faster from you scared than you can angry.
You can't run. Your legs, for the love of God.
Hey,
come on.
If he's able to get in the ring tomorrow night, you better watch out.
If he's able to waddle his way into the ring, I'll make sure he waddles his way back out.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Massive, are we good?
We're good. I just got to rib you back a little, Lock.
I know.
I think we need a singles match between you and Massive. Jesus.
You know that's never going to happen. We got to get him to show up to a show, first of all.
I told Jimmy, I said, when you make the UFC, I'll go to one of your matches.
And that's fair enough. What if I book Jimmy in a MMA match at Monster Pro Wrestling?
We're in.
Okay, yeah.
Done deal. Okay.
I'm in.
Jimmy, you better watch out.
All right. Thanks, Massive.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. MPW tomorrow night, everybody. Come be warm. It's cold outside. Be warm in Alberta. Avall.
This is a sickness or something.
Yeah, this is...
Say on this show, 2 or 3 minutes... can change your life.
What would the word be? And I guess like body dysmorphia.
This time it's going to be
Simon Cowell.
So please audition now for next year's season, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
It's a video he posted on his Twitter. He was just like promoting the next whatever, America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent. But
Britain's Got Talent.
In the video, he does not look like Simon Cowell. Like, has had so much plastic surgery, so much Botox.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, his hair looks fake. His skin is tight and shiny. His teeth are like almost transparent. They're so white. And yeah, he ended up deleting the video because so many people responded being like, whoa, man, that's a little too far. But
yeah,
that's like, you see it all the time with celebrities. I mean, where they
start to go that
get
route.
A procedure and then it just doesn't stop.
Like, what is that called? Google that. There's got to be.
Joan Rivers had that where she was always doing plastic surgery, and I think ended up killing her.
Yeah, her heart gave out or something during one of the procedures.
They say body dysmorphic disorder, kind of what I said.
Oh, he's definitely got it.
Yeah,
his head. He has had so much work. His head. Looks, I can't explain
it's way skinnier too. It looks like they shaved off part of his frame. When you look at him, season one of America's Got Talent, and then you look at him now, you're like, that's two completely different people. And it's not like he just aged and looks different.
No,
it's
kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. And he's admitted in the past he's gotten a lot of Botox.
Joan Rivers, it wasn't a heart thing, it was a brain, like she got brain damage from something that they added. Sort
she was aware.
To her face.
Like, she used to make jokes about her plastic surgery and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So she knew that she looked...
weird.
Completely different and looked like a cat or something.
I think what happens is you think it's a good idea. I'm getting older. I'm trying to hang on, and then you go in for a procedure. And this is just me. I'm pulling this right out of my bum. But you go in and you say, all right, I want this. And then you're like, no, what happened? And then...
Fix that.
Maybe if you make my lips a little bit bigger, plumper, this is not going to look as obvious. Oh no, what happened? And then,
I remember when Renee how do you say her name?
Zellweger.
When she came out, like after not being in public for a while, and everyone was like, "That's a different woman."
Yeah,
like she. Yeah,
but remember? That was a botch.
Yeah,
like this is. I don't know if you can call what happened to Simon here a botch job. Like, there's a lot of those shows, isn't there, where people get like mistakes are made,
it goes wrong.
I love the stories about, you know what, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, this is a TikTok trend. You shouldn't be doing your own lips. Like, people are doing this stuff at home now.
Yeah, you get that's your at home fillers.
What is that?
Because I remember seeing an interview with, remember Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, and she had that surgery done and she regrets it years later. Like, she,
I couldn't believe how different she looked.
Yeah.
She doesn't even look,
Like, not even close.
She was in some TV show after Dirty Dancing, and I remember it started to get some legs, and it started to be a bit successful, and somebody had to point out to me that that was who that was.
Yeah.
Because she looked so much different with her nose job.
Would you ever get anything done?
Like my teeth.
Your teeth?
I got dog's teeth.
You'd get like... I thought you were going to say the lift on the boys, but...
Oh, the sack jack. I do. I've looked into that. That's definitely... That's more medical, though.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. On time and under budget. Sounds like it, too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.